1-800-284-3438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown's an attorney who's actually working with the groups that are trying to educate the American people that we are poisoning our children, we are poisoning our mothers, we are poisoning our people with the mercury and fillings and the other mercury that they're getting. And the government has been concealing this for years, the American Dental Association, the American Medical Association. But only recently, because of pressure that's been put together forward by Mr. Brown's organization, has the FDA begun to back away from their position. And, well, I'm going to let Mr. Brown tell you what's going on. Thank you very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, good to talk to you, coast to coast today.
Why don't you just go ahead and bring us up to date on what's really going on?
Food and Drug Administration has changed its mind, and it's quite delightful. For so many years, they basically were ignoring the science. They were letting a few dentists inside the agency determine the policy for the federal government. Dentists have a huge self-interest in protecting the status quo. I guess we all do, but the status quo for dentistry is just horrid. It's horrid. It's mercury. That's how dentistry was founded in the 19th century. They broke away from physicians of the mouth to form the American Dental Association, and the foundation stone was mercury fillings. So as the 20th century dawned and medicine started to shed mercury, though not in vaccines, and that's another very, very sad story, but medicine shed mercury from its medicines, the physicians did, and the dentists realized they had to keep the secret. So as the 20th century went on and mercury became so condemned in all other uses, the only hope that the American Dental Association had was, number one, the consumers would still think it was silver fillings, and dentistry continues to use that deceptive word. And number two, that the U.S. government would back them up. And until June the 3rd, 2008, that's exactly what the FDA did. But times changed. Pursuant to our lawsuit, FDA issued a brand new website, and that website has a very different message about mercury fillings.
All right. Well, now, what is the new message about mercury fillings and its danger?
The message has shifted from mercury fillings are safe, or not even using the word mercury, in fact, to discussion of the risks, the main risk being to the developing brains. And they say this, that mercury from amalgam can harm the developing brain of the child or fetus. The FDA correctly is focusing less on folks like me losing brain cells every day and focusing on the child, the unborn child, the 5-year-old, the 12-year-old, whose brains are still developing. And those people can have permanent neurological damage from mercury. We already knew that, but somehow the FDA had carved out this exception for dentistry and said, well, that kind of mercury must be different, as if to think there are different kinds of mercury. Well, mercury is toxic, and all forms of mercury is toxic. So FDA is now warning. Lactating women are part of this website, concerns about which the mercury does go through the breast milk to the baby. That's terrible. And there's a concern about those with already a heavy body burden. Now, I want to stress mercury fillings are dangerous to us all. They poison us all. Nobody should get them. But I think the FDA, by focusing on the first group, is doing it right. We are by no means done. This is simply a change in the website and a promise backed up by the courts. That is a contractual promise under law that FDA will finish classifying mercury amalgam 1 year hence. And by July 28th of 2009, they will have classify, and the force of law will then be behind FDA's position on mercury filling.
Well, now, are they talking about new fillings, or are they talking about old fillings, existing fillings?
They're talking about going what's going in.
All right.
They're not talking about there are clearly a risk going out. People need to really think about that.
Hold that thought right there. We're going to be back in just a moment with some new stations.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Charlie Brown, of course, is telling us that the FDA has changed its position, and specifically it's talking about lactating mothers, because, of course, the lactating mothers, breastfeeding, is going to be getting a significant toxic dose of mercury just as a child's brain is developing. So was this specifically dealing with lactating women, or is it pregnant women, or who is actually covered in this ruling?
Well, Dr. Stan, right now it is a website listing. It is force of law from FDA is a year away. We don't know how they're going to frame it. FDA has said they will put limits on the use of mercury fillings. The most vulnerable categories where we want to start are the groups you're mentioning, the unborn children, meaning the pregnant women, the nursing mothers, meaning the babies nursing, not the mothers but the babies, and the children, the developing brains, those whose neurological systems are still developing, those under 18, whether still in their mother's womb, still in the womb, nursing or growing as young children, are the ones at the most risk. And I think FDA recognizes that. But right now, we simply have a new website. Even now, the American Dental Association is saying, well, it's just a website. And so it is not having the impact on dentists yet that it should we have many mercury-free dentists, of course, but on the pro-mercury dentists. And I think it's time to start thinking about lawsuits. It's time to start clearly any consumer should not go to a dentist who uses mercury filling. They say, well, they don't do it on me. Well, they're using it on the next one. If they're doing it on the welfare child, think of it like Gandhi would think of it. You know, don't go to that dentist. Don't give them a nickel. Don't give them the time of day. If they're putting mercury in anybody, then go to a dentist that isn't, because those dentists are all over this country. They're now in every town, and community in this country, I believe.
And the thing is, Chris, it's really it's going to take lawsuits. I hate to say this, but it's the only way we're able to get anything accomplished with tobacco. It's the only way we're really going to get anything accomplished is if there are a few dentists who refuse and insist on using mercury because it's very easy to work with. It's a lot more profitable to work with. It's a lot less time-consuming to work with. And, of course, until a few of them, of course, are sued and destroyed economically, nothing's going to change. People have to understand they're destroying the lives of our children, and they're destroying the future generation. And if they don't know about it, then they certainly are totally illiterate. This information's been out there for a long time. But, of course, they hide behind the Dental Association, which has a vested interest in, well, for whatever reason, I believe in hurting people. I don't believe, maybe it's just financial. Who knows what it is? But in the long run, of course, they're destroying the lives of our children. Now, are there any studies that actually show that these mercury fillings are constantly venting mercury vapors into the bloodstream of the mothers who are then passing it on?
Yes, Dr. Stan, that's uncontroverted. Even the American Dental Association admits that the vapors are now coming off the teeth. The mercury is not inert. Dentists who say it's inert either have chosen to be massively ignorant or are lying through their, if you will, their teeth, if you will. Clearly, you pinpointed it exactly. Mercury fillings are still being used because they're so profitable. They're so quick and easy. They cost a little less, but the dentist can make more per chair per day putting in mercury. So who's putting in the mercury filling still? The lazy dentist, the greedy dentist, the assembly line dentist, the old-fashioned dentist, the dentist who simply has decided, I don't have any obligation to society at all. I have an obligation to make quick and easy profits for myself.
But, of course, the defense will be, but after all, the Dental Association says it's all right. All the other doctors are doing it. Why should I be singled out just because the scientific studies show that I didn't know I was poisoning these children?
You know, Dr. Stan, my father, late father, was a physician, and he graduated from medical school in 1938, and I can tell you, I would not have gone to college and law school in the 1960s and 1970s if my dad decided he would keep practicing medicine as he did in 1938. And for dentists to use this, it's 150 years, and my association says it's fine. They are men and women of science, in theory. They are obligated to change as the times change. That license does not mean you can practice dentistry like you did in 1958. And it's time for dentists to wake up. It's time for dentists to realize they're using poison. Of course the American Dental Association says it's safe. They've made so much money saying it's safe, they can't change now. They're dug in. It's like Detroit renouncing the combustion engine. It ain't going to happen because they are too dug in, too vested, and they've got to protect their past as well as their present. So to rely on your trade group, to rely on a vested interest trade group, the ADA is not a scientific group. The ADA is a trade group advocating money for themselves and dentists. So for anyone to rely on them for scientific reasons, every dentist knows that's absurd.
Well, because the one thing that's going to get to the dentist is when one or two of them have been sued and lost their home and lost their pensions and lost everything else. And at that point, the dentists are going to sit up and begin to take notice. I hate to say that, but don't you really believe that's the only way we're going to bring this thing to a head?
Well, I mean, how can I have sympathy for them if when they're ruining lives of children by putting mercury in them or causing spontaneous abortions in women? I mean, it's certainly not any. They won't get any sympathy from me for losing their yacht and their second home or even their first home. And yes, I think it's coming.
All right,
it's definitely coming.
Well, basically, we're basically talking about women who are pregnant who are actually already have the fillings in. Is there a difference between the women who are pregnant and have the fillings already in place when they became pregnant and the women who, of course, have fillings and the mercury inserted during the pregnancy? What's the difference?
Yes, there is a difference. The difference is the dosage. The most heavy dosage of mercury is when the fillings are put in. The second heaviest dosage is when they're taken out. So no pregnant woman should have a mercury filling put in, and dentists who do this are, I mean, it's close to a criminal act. Nor, unfortunately, should a pregnant woman have her mercury filling removed because that's a huge exposure. So they just need to sit tight if they're pregnant until they get the baby delivered, and what I understand it to be. But clearly that should not stay in the long run. There are problems keeping in the mercury, but our group just does not advocate wholesale removal of amalgam. It's a risk to remove it. It's an exposure. Our movement is to stop putting them in. Then we can address all those who already have it.
Well, I'll tell you, I had my fillings taken out, and even though I went to a good friend of mine who's, of course, is certified, you know, as an expert on this, when he took that dam down out of the back of my throat, you know, I was thinking, oh, this is really easy, nothing to it. And boy, did I get some sort of a rush of some sort. I'm sure I got a bolus of mercury into my system. Fortunately, it didn't do any permanent harm. I've heard of other people who've got chronic mercury toxicity from having their fillings taken out improperly. Have you
Absolutely.
Heard of
that? Absolutely. There's no question about it. We know people like that, yes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing is that we've got, you know, millions, a hundred million or a couple of hundred million Americans walking around with a time bomb in their mouth. And would your decision, as far as the FDA, address the general use of mercury fillings or just in pregnant women and, of course, in lactating women?
Dr. Stan, I believe FDA is going to give general warnings to all. That is, I think they recognize that the mercury has been hidden from the American people, and if people knew it was mercury, they're very unlikely to choose it. So it is my belief, my hope, that FDA is going to have a strong disclosure requirement, warning requirement to all people that this is mercury. We are certainly hoping for that, but we can't just hope for it. There's a comment period. You can go to our website. At the top of the website, I'm not sure if it's been posted, but it will be by tomorrow. The top of the website tells people how to comment until July 28th and only until July 28th. And our website is toxicteeth.org. Until July 28th and only until then, people may comment to the Food and Drug Administration about the need to they can ask for a ban, they can ask for limits, they can ask for something strong to be done on mercury fillings. And we urge people to comment to the Food and Drug Administration if they get their comment on time.
Well, you know, we've been fighting a lot of these battles for a long time. We've been fighting fluoride in the water for, you know, for 50 years, and the FDA is always going to do something, and the EPA is always going to do something, and they put it off, and another study, and another evaluation, and another committee. And how do you know that the FDA is going to do the right thing this time around?
Because that's a good question. Because they're required under law now. That was the court settlement.
But of course, does government obey the laws of this land time and time again? I know people who have won large settlements from the government, and they say, "Fine, you know, the court said we got to pay, but you're never going to get your money."
No, I, you know, that's a good point. But we do. We can go right into court. We have a contract signed by the United States Department of Justice, as well as by the Food and Drug Administration, as well as by me, representing the consumer groups in the case. There were four consumer groups, seven individuals. Several of them Californians, and we have an agreement, a contract that is enforceable in the courts. So I believe the FDA will, in fact, classify on that date by July 28th of 2009, and if they don't, we will be right into court, I assure you.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you're on top of this, because this is criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen, out across America. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our mothers. They're poisoning our fathers. They know what they're doing. It's not as if they didn't know. This is an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal the truth. And, you know, it wasn't until a few years ago, when I had suddenly spent some time studying this, that I actually figured I better get my mercury fillings out. And I did. I went to a good person. And certainly you never want to get your mercury fillings taken out by somebody who wasn't fully trained in all the prophylactic techniques. Because, of course, there are too many people who have had their mercury fillings taken out and got chronic mercury intoxication. And certainly, what's this relationship between the fillings and miscarriages? Isn't there a definite relationship between mercury intoxication and infertility and miscarriage?
Yes, both. We've had women in our movement, actually. I'm thinking of one in New York, one in Iowa, one in Florida, who have actually tested their dead fetuses after a spontaneous abortion, found a poor child full of mercury from the dental filling. One is a dental worker, a dentist, and the other two got a dental filling, mercury filling, during pregnancy, and they just were not told anything. But when it happened the second time to both of them, they checked on the baby. They figured it out.
And of course, the thing
I don't think there's any doubt that that jolt of mercury going through the body has killed a number of babies. And they don't think about the dentist. The dentist, again, the dentist is covering up the mercury, so the dentist skates free, and it's time to stop them from skating free. It's time to fight back. It's just when they kill babies, it's time to fight back.
Amen to that. We're going to be back in just a moment. If you have a question for Mr. Brown, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
A moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Charlie Brown, who's an attorney who's working full-time to try to get the truth out about the toxicity of dental fillings. And he works with a group called ToxicTeeth.org. That's www.toxicteeth.org. Charlie can only be with us for half an hour, so if you have a call, You want to know more about the work, what the significance of this decision is, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Right now we have Helen calling from Rochester, New York. Hi, Helen. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Good, good. God bless you. Attorney Brown, thanks so much for this this information. We've heard this before, and I'm just concerned. My sister was recently in the hospital for a condition that ended up with leukemia a couple of months later while she was in the hospital. But I'm just concerned. She had had fillings removed maybe a couple of years ago or so. How long... And there weren't prophylactic measures taken at all. It was in a hospital dental clinic. How long do the symptoms... What are the symptoms of mercury toxicity? How long would it be after you had fillings removed that you could see symptoms and have problems?
And I think in your sister's case would be how long would, of course, the immune system be suppressed, because leukemia
right.
very often is related to an alteration of the immune system. So how would you respond to that, Charlie?
I'm not the scientist or the dentist, and it's hard for me to answer, but I've certainly heard kind of explanations given to me about that the linkage is clearly there of leukemia and mercury fillings. What happens is the mercury exposure comes, and so the white blood cells kick into action in a healthy person, and the body comes out with a lot of extra white blood cells because this foreign substance is there, and they think it's like an infection. So the white blood cells attack, you know, are there for our defense, and they defend against the toxin mercury. Well, it doesn't work, of course, because it's a toxin. It's not just an infection. So the body produces a lot more white blood cells. It keeps pouring out the white blood cells to try to fight this foreign matter in here that's not working, so the body's reaction is more white blood cells, and that can lead to leukemia. So there definitely is a connection. And if the mercury fillings were removed without precaution, she would have gotten a terrible dose of mercury. So it's a plausible cause and effect that the removal of the mercury fillings could have led to the leukemia.
Okay, Helen, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, even yours. A couple of years or so later?
I just don't know.
I think that, of course, the mercury stays in the body. It has a predilection to stay in the body. You can get it out by chelation, but she has to be in the hands of a doctor who really understands this. And first of all, you got to get the mercury out, and then you've got to build up the immune system. You have to do the two of them together. Building up the immune system while you've still got the mercury there is not going to do any good. Anyway, thanks for calling, Helen.
Oh.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. And I think that there's so many people out there when they suddenly realize what this is all about and the relationship between mercury and infertility and mercury and abortions and mercury and the mental changes, what it does to the mind. It poisons literally every aspect of the body. And to think that they were putting this in, and of course it's been known for years, in fact a century ago, why certainly dentists, you know, no ethical dentist would put in a mercury filling. And then, of course, the wicked people took over the dental schools and formed their own organization in opposition to the dental associations which opposed the use of mercury fillings. And here we are, pretty close to 100 years later, with an awful lot of poisoned Americans.
Yes.
So are you optimistic? Is this one of the first big breakthroughs we've had?
I've never been so optimistic about this. This is the death knell of mercury fillings, and death knell, unfortunately, doesn't mean death, but death knell means it's the bells are ringing. When FDA changes its position from advocate, protector of mercury fillings, to basically moving to the 50-yard line, issuing, talking about the warnings, talking about the issues, stressing the risk, instead not making claims of safety anymore, we are halfway there. Food and Drug Administration is looked to as a leader. They've earned that in many ways, and they've not earned it at all in other ways. But they are continually the leader. This decision has had a major effect in Europe. I'm seeing it all over the internet. People are writing me from France, Germany, Norway, Sweden, the United Kingdom, a lot of places, and in South America as well, Brazil. So I think that clearly FDA
change of position is saying putting the dentist on notice. When they put out the rule in a year, I would say the dentist ought to run for cover. We are going to right now start challenging the manufacturers. I want the manufacturers in our sights here for litigation, for a lot of reasons, for shareholder responsibility, and maybe we can get the manufacturers to pull the plug before the dentists do.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for everything you do, Shelley.
Thanks, Dr. Steve.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to do open lines the rest of this hour. Of course, we've got Carl on the line from New York. We'll be with him in just a moment. And our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, it's open lines. You can talk on Mercury. You can talk on Ahmadinejad of Iran. You can talk about finances. You can talk about whatever you want to. Oh, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Carl from New York. Are you up around Rochester there, Carl?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fine. And you wanted to know how to find a dentist?
I was just concerned. Actually, my mother, I remember her telling me that she must have did some reading or something about mercury, and she was looking to have it removed. I just tuned into your show, and I, if I'm correct, it sounds like there may be some complications, and just for a dentist to just go in and remove it without proper knowledge.
You're absolutely right.
Of how to do that. So where is where can we get more information?
From the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
All right. It would be www.IOA. That's the Internet, IA, International Association, IAOMT. IAOMT, International
IAMOT.
OMT. International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And that's a big mouthful, and don't feel bad. International Association of Oral Medicine, IAOM, and then of toxicology, so IAOMT. And I believe that's probably .org or .com, but I just www. And then International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. They will tell you who the dentists are in your region of the country that actually have been trained in this. And they have to take a course in training in this. You have to use special dams, suctions, irrigation. And it really does cut down dramatically on the amount of mercury you're going to get. But do not go to your general dentist. He doesn't understand this. And he's going to do more harm than good. I've talked to people who've had, you know, permanent mercury poisoning simply by getting their fillings out. I've had my fillings out, and I'm very glad I've had. And there's a very definite association between people growing older and getting Alzheimer's disease and dementia and the mercury. And you take an Alzheimer's brain, patient with Alzheimer's, autopsy them after they're dead, and you'll find that they've got four or five times as much mercury in their brains as the average brain of people who do not have the mental changes. So certainly you want to get those fillings out for yourself, for your mother, but go to this website, and they will give you the information on who the dentists are, taking the training. And what we want to do is get every dentist to take the training, and for no other reason that they're going to get patients by taking the training. And if we have to appeal to their greed, and that's fine. We want people to get those fillings out down the line, and I think if mother wants to get them out, be sure that you get a dentist who's trained. You go to that website, they will tell you exactly you'll put in there Rochester, New York, and they will give you the dentist in your part of New York that have been trained. Okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and of course it's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment about this subject or any subject you want. Right now, though, we've got John calling from Michigan. Hi, John. How are you doing? John, are you there? John from Michigan, are you there? I can't hear you. John, I'm going to have you call in again because I'm afraid that that I can't hear what you're saying. John, are you there or not? All right, fine. I'm just going to cut you off and maybe we can pick him up on another line here. John, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, John, go ahead. Oh, we lost John. Well, I don't know what happened to him, but anyway, of course, if you'd like, John wants to call back, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Right now, we've got Ken calling in, and we'll have Ken with us in just a moment, but this is such an important issue. And, of course, if you have not yet seen the DVD we offer by Dr. Abe, it's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. It's really one of the finest talks I've ever heard. It was given at our syllabus. And the information is there on the DVD, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get the DVD, you'll actually get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of government documentation and scientific studies showing that they know fully how toxic the mercury in the vaccines is. So let's go to Ken calling from San Jose. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. I just wondered, I've been out of touch for all. What is happening with this proposition that's on the ballot to oppose the homosexual marriage? And I heard there was some kind of effort to take it off the ballot. Can you update me on that?
No, I don't believe they're going to take it off the ballot. I think that they're going to try to get it through. I think it is qualified. I think they have enough signatures. It'll be on the ballot probably in November. And it's going to be very interesting to see if Christian, we understand that they've been using our schools to indoctrinate our youth and tell them there's nothing wrong with homosexuality. Even though they die young, they have all the terrible diseases. And if you've ever talked to a homosexual, be honest with you, they're really miserable people that like to know how to get out of the lifestyle. But it's a spiritual problem. That's really the common denominator behind homosexuality. It's a revolt against God. So I think that that proposition is going to be on the ballot here in California. I'm just not sure. This is not simply a proposition. It will be an amendment to the state constitution. I just hope they can get the 66% of the vote behind it. But, of course, I think people's attitude is changing. The media has done a wonderful job to convince us that homosexuality is just so much fun and that homosexuals are nice people. And most homosexuals are nice people. They're not the enemy. They're the victims of really this effort to undermine the moral fabric of our society. But I think it's going to be on the ballot as far as I know. Anything else, Ken?
Yeah, you mentioned the spiritual aspect. Has anybody gone into weather? I mean, the weather conditions are... constitute a disaster in California right now.
Right.
There was fires from the Oregon border to Los Angeles.
Right.
And I noticed that the day that the Supreme Court decided this atrocity, that there was a heat wave that peaked in the Bay Area, and really it's been going ever since with fires and everything. So, people don't like to talk about this, but I think there's a relationship between the two events. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that God does intervene in the affairs of men, and I mean, do you think it just happened by coincidence that as soon as we started allowing homosexuals to marry in California, we got this change in the weather, we got this horrible spout of wildfires. We were up to 1,400. I don't know how many we have now, how many they put out, but a few days ago we had 1,400 wildfires, and many of them were just burning so wildly that they couldn't even bother to go after them. They were in areas that they couldn't go after. And I do believe that God has a way of letting people know he's displeased. I'll never forget, it was a couple of years ago and we were on our way to a meeting in New Orleans, and just 2 days before we were to arrive, there was to be a major homosexual march through the streets of New Orleans, and just about 2 days before that, in comes Hurricane Katrina, and needless to say, they canceled the march. But the terrible suffering that came from that, the timing on these things might happen once or twice or three or four times, but you see it over and over and over again. I think you're seeing God's hand. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to bring that up in case people are thinking of something else. I think it's an important point.
Yeah. I think it's a very important point. I appreciate you bringing it up, Ken.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And let's go to John, who's calling from Michigan, back on the line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. What part of Michigan are you in?
I'm out by Traverse City, Doctor.
All right. Do you hear us there regularly on the Internet, shortwave, or out of the station in Flint?
Oh, I'm off. I didn't know you were in Flint, but I listen to shortwave every day.
Okay, fine. We're glad to have you. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Len Horowitz, he's a dentist, and his roommate at Harvard was the one that invented the dam to capture mercury during the removal.
Right.
You might have him on to give his and background on it and comment on technique. One other thing that relates to your last caller, that in Dr. Horowitz's book, Death in the Air, he talks about the Navy project that's out of Idaho where they can make lightning strikes wherever they want to.
Well, you know, the thing is that they do have the ability to control the weather. They have the ability to create storms and droughts, and anybody who doubts that really ought to go up on the Internet and try to get a copy of the book written by Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the two most powerful men working behind the scenes in America. He and Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, of course, is an advisor to McCain, and Zbigniew Brzezinski is an advisor to Obama. But certainly it was Zbigniew Brzezinski who back in 73 organized the Trilateral Commission, the leaders, financial leaders of the world. But in 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages. You can buy this up on the Internet now, used copy, for about $250, $240. Believe me, they've taken most of them off. They don't want these books around because somewhere between page 55 and 65, and I can't give you the exact page, although we have it marked in my book, But there, the footnote at the ends of the page, Zygmunt Brzezinski in 1970 is saying, well, we're going to be able to create storms. We're going to be able to create droughts. We're going to be able to create new diseases in 30 years from now. Well, it's now 38 years from now. I believe that they can do it. Actually, we have a book on weather warfare. There are all sorts of international agreements on weather control. We do know that if you can go up to the Internet and simply Google in Weather Modification Incorporated, here's a company that can actually create rain for you if you want it. And, of course, we have a four tape set on weather control. We have an excellent DVD on weather control put out by Bob Fletcher, who actually testified before Congress, the Senate. You'll actually hear him testifying before the Senate on weather control. So the information is there, and this was back in the mid-1990s. Yes, they can create lightning, they can create storms, they can create rain, and they can create droughts. And here in the Middle West, we've got a great flooding. And here in California, we've got a drought and a terribly dry weather. They can change the direction of the jet stream because, of course, of their HAARP program, the High Altitude Rural Research Project. And they have not only one, they have one up in Alaska. They have another one down on the equator. And, of course, we work in concert with the Chinese and communists. We always have worked very closely with them, given them our secrets. They give us their secrets. We work together. They're not the enemy at all. They're accomplices in this effort to bring about the New World Order and to bring about what I believe is really the fulfillment of the prophecies laid out in Revelation 6:8. And if you're out in the listening audience, you haven't read Revelation 6:8 recently, look it up, because I will tell you that people on the other side are well aware of what it says. In fact, we have the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, as one of the leaders of the world Luciferian movement. And if anybody would like to see the pages of the original context of her book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, where she quotes, you know, from Revelation 6:8, and I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades was close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with war and with famine and with pestilence and with the beasts of this world. Well, I believe that the people on the other side are really intend to do that. In fact, Barbara Marx Hubbard says in her treatise, talking about killing off a quarter of the world's population. Remember, one of the richest women in the world ran for the Democrat vice presidential nomination in 1984, as I remember, against Sierra Leone Ferraro. But Barbara Marx Hubbard says, that's not your job, my dear. That is ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse death, and I believe that they intend to bring about pestilence, that's new diseases. I believe they intend to bring about famine, and I believe that they intend to bring about wars, and I believe that there's going to be a worldwide genocide within our lifetime that will dwarf anything that has ever occurred before. And I believe it is because the wicked people are trying to bring about God's prophecies, but of course, they're anticipating a different ending than Christians are. Anything else you wanted to ask, John?
Well, Doctor, I'm back here. They say that these lightning strikes are dry from dry storms, and that's why I feel that it's probably manipulated. And also, when all these homes burn, Agenda 21 comes into play with FEMA, and I believe that many of these are directed, all these catastrophes are directed for the biodiversity treaty zones that they eventually want, where everyone moves to the city, and FEMA controls the property wherever there is a disaster and determines what goes back in there. So
I believe you're really right. And, of course, I don't know if you've heard any of my programs with Michael Shaw, but Michael's a personal friend. He's a very well-to-do lawyer who's given up everything to spend full time trying to educate people about sustainable development. He tells about attending a meeting here in Santa Cruz where a high government official comes in from Washington, D.C., talking about forest fires and saying, well, some people say we should let them burn, referring to forest fires, but he said, I say make them burn.
Burn. Your friend's information from Santa Cruz here in Antrim County, it was the first county they tried to bring into a countywide wetlands act, and we used all the information from Agenda 21 from Joan Dion and from your friend there in Santa Cruz.
I'm so glad you did, John, and really try to get other people back there to understand that what's happening is not simply accidental. It sounds so outlandish. They can control the weather? Well, all you need to do is go up on the Internet and type in weathermodification.inc, and you'll find that there's an organization that offers to alter the weather for you if you just pay them enough. No, they can't do it.
John Stadtmiller was here during that time, and we got it out of here. We found out it was all UN backed.
So. Well, of course, there's a worldwide agenda to use the environment in an effort to take away our freedom. Because the answer to every one of these environmental problems that they have created is a new series of government laws. That's
well,
what it's all about.
God bless you, Doctor.
God bless you, and thanks for all the work you're doing back there, John.
Oh, we're on the road.
Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah. Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why we'd love to hear from you because, of course, we depend upon you and we do the open lines to keep the program going. So our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, we've gotten a long way from mercury in the teeth, and yet we really haven't. Because, of course, all these things we're talking about are manifestations of evil. And there really are people like Henry Kissinger, according to an article in West Magazine. Henry Kissinger, of course, goes to the La Boca Grande, which is a satanic center in Colorado. Dr. Dennis Cuddy has told me that they have evidence that David Rockefeller goes there as well. And, of course, Robert McNamara. You remember Robert McNamara, the man who sent our young men to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to be allowed to win. We didn't go to Vietnam to win any more than we went to Korea or to Iraq and Afghanistan to really win. Well, this...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Job went overseas in 2005, and you know, so I've been studying and listening to shortwave, and I've seen some of your videos, and you know, one thing I think we're forgetting is it looks to me like that the Almighty is about our only way out.
Well, I believe you're absolutely right. The only thing that's going to save this country is a revival. But you're not going to get a revival unless people know there's a problem, and people aren't going to turn back to God unless they recognize the evil that's out there and begin thinking, well, if there's that evil, maybe there is good on the other side. Maybe there really is a God. That's how I came into this, you know, almost 45 years ago.
But I have a relative, a very close relative that is a homosexual, has been for years, and the one thing that is really disturbing that I wanted to ask you about is that her and her better half are in a Unitarian church, and they have Bibles and they go to church every Sunday or anything, but then it really seems really odd that they are convinced that they're doing A-okay.
But they're not doing A-okay. In fact, you know, lesbians are really very miserable people if they'll really break down and talk to you. They may profess it's wonderful, but in the long run, they know they're missing something very, very important. And it's a spiritual thing. You know, they ought to be going to a Christian church, not to a Unitarian church, because, of course, those tie in this whole world satanic movement.
And the other thing, Dr. Stan, is how do you feel about all these gay bishops and such in these churches?
I think it's an abomination, and God will not be mocked. And you hang on there for just a minute. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Kevin calling us from Kansas City. He was just asking what I thought about the gay bishops and about the fact that the Anglican Church and the Episcopalian churches and, you know, have homosexuals in key positions within their hierarchy. And I say, look, they're not alone. Remember that the National Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million evangelical Christians, the man who headed it was a man named Ted Haggard, who was a homosexual who was using his position to undermine Christianity. And he wouldn't have been there if he hadn't an awful lot of supporters elsewhere throughout organized Christianity. So the Anglicans got problems, the Catholics got problems, the Episcopalians got problems, the Protestants and Baptists got problems too. Well, Kevin, anything else before we let you go?
No, but all I can say, one thing is, let's pray a lot harder, and I will pray for you.
God bless, and please do that, and pray for revival in America.
Oh, yeah, well, I do that all the time. It just doesn't seem like it works very well.
Well, believe me, God hears our prayers, and he's really doing the best he can. He is bringing terrible things on this country financially. And maybe there's even going to be civil unrest in this country. When things get bad, people are going to be looking for a solution. And I hope they'll come to the same conclusion you and I have, okay?
Yes, you have a good night.
Good night. God
bye.
Bless. And bye-bye. And, Chris, I believe this with all my heart, that the only thing that is going to save America is God's intervention. He is not going to intervene unless there's a revival in America. But we're not going to have a revival until things get a lot worse. And there are people out there like those of you who are listening today who are there to explain to people about the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're involved. And that's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. That's why our talk on Forbidden Secret is so important. And the planned police state and the syllabuses that go with the last two DVDs are so important. And then, of course, if you have people who have children, they really need to see the DVD we have entitled Mercury Autism and the global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. If you get the DVD, you get a CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of scientific studies going to the background of the toxicity of mercury and the vaccines and elsewhere. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. The evil and wicked people working at the highest levels of organized medicine, whether the Federal Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Centers for Disease Control, know that they're poisoning our children. And what are the benefits from their point of view of mercury as it produces infertility and abortions? And that's why, of course, we've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines that we use in America. But we've left it in as to the vaccines we give to all those little black and brown children throughout the world, because, well, they not only become quite infertile themselves, they may have a child or two children, but of course their children will be infertile as well. And long-term infertility, that's what it's really all about. It's about population control. And if you haven't, of course, seen my talk, None Dare Call It Genocide, it's a DVD. My talk, Planned Population Reduction, it's a DVD. Or read the Population Control Agenda monograph, and that's up on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there. We hope you'll actually scroll down to the section that says Other Videos. There's one section, Videos, another one, Other Videos, and then scroll down under Other Videos to building number seven. And of course, I think you'll be fascinated by what you see there as you see building seven come down. Obviously, a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then is there anything that we can believe about what they've told us about what happened that day? And I don't believe there is. And if there are really people wicked enough to kill almost 3,000 Americans, really they intended to kill 6,000 Americans, only the man who was in charge of the people at Morgan Stanley in the South Tower overrode the orders coming in over the loudspeaker system, told people to get out. They were told to stay at their desk, don't leave, go back into the building. And the man in charge there for security for Morgan Stanley ushered almost 2,700 people out of that building and saved them.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. The White House won't confirm reports of more missile testing earlier today in Iran. White House spokesman.